My wife thinks it's horrible. Call to order this meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee. Our first item of business, we do have a quorum. The first item of business today is approval of our minutes from our last meeting. Representative Robbins, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move the approval of the minutes.
Representative Robbins moves approval of our minutes from May 6, 2025. Discussion to the motion. Seeing no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails and the minutes are adopted. Members, we have three items of business today. Our first item of business is an amendment to the House budget resolution. I will move the amendment to the House budget resolution, which changes access to the health care access fund in the health bill target. I'll turn to Ms. Adrians and ask her to explain the changes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm going to explain the two changes that it does. One of the changes is a target change in the general fund, and then one is the healthcare access fund change. And if you'll look at the document, the tracking sheet that is in your packets that looks like this, you can see the first thing that I'll point out is the overall spending line that's on, or amount that's on line 34. The amount for fiscal year 26 and 27, with the inclusion of all of the targets, is $66.6 billion. And that amount has not changed with these changes to the budget resolution. The two areas, the two lines that you can see where there are changes on this document, on line 8, for children and families, the previous target was $25 million in the first biennium, so that change from base column. It used to be $25 million, and now it's $29 million. And that change, the increase is for the food assistance programs that will be outlined in the amendment, the upcoming amendment that you'll see to the Children and Families Bill. And then the other change on this tracking document is on line 27 in the other bills category. And previously, the change in that on that line was $13.341 million, and now it is $9.341 million. And so that $4 million just moved from the other bills category up to the children and families category. And then the other line that Chair Stevenson referenced, the budget resolution change to the healthcare access fund. That change is reflecting the reductions in spending that are in the health budget bill that you will hear about shortly.
Okay, so this is the Bud Res 02A01 amendment. Discussion to the amendment. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails, and Bud Res 02A01 is adopted. Next, members, we will move to the Children and Families Finance Bill. This will be merged later on with House File 2435, the Health Finance Bill. We did previously hear and discuss the Children and Families Finance Bill, but as was indicated a minute ago, we're going to take up an amendment that moves a food provision into the Children and Families Bill. And then once adopting the amendment, we will lay over the Children and Families Bill for a second time, hear the health bill, merge them, and vote them out of committee. So we'll bring before us House File 2436, the Children and Families Bill, and then Representative West will move the A27 amendment. Representative West, if you want to describe your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The A27 amendment is technical changes to the Children and Families Bill, as suggested by the departments, and that are agreed upon by both chairs, and then it also inserts final language for the Myers Food Bill. I will walk through it quite quickly here. So first we have a statutory change to the receiving organization. Hunger Solutions is just a pass-through organization at this point, is my understanding. The food group is where the food money will go to be distributed. And if you are wondering, Chair Rarick has given them a gold star, so we should be good there. Then we go to some enactment date changes. They are several and a couple minor wording changes that have no policy impact. Of note, on 3.14 to 3.16, the department requested more details related to what an audit trail is, so we defined it with the help of Nathan Hopkins from Nonpartisan. Then there are some technical changes to some of the provisions we adopted, and what you'll see on 3.22 and onward, that is taking one of the changes where we directed the department to do by rule to make a change. We're putting into statute to reduce costs and not incur any rulemaking costs. That on the education provision you see there. More effective date changes, and then these technical changes, some of them are typos, but the others are just for ease of use of the department and posting summary documents in the licensing lookup. Then here is on 5.3, there is another, we directed them to make this change in rules. We are putting it in statute to avoid rulemaking costs. And there is one more qualifier added to that, that Representative Zlesinkar, who's the original author of the provision, agreed to, and both chairs agreed to. Then we get to some typos in the budgeting and also allocating the additional money. And the 5.24 to the end is the language agreed upon for the Myers food bill, which is $2.5 million to food shelves, $500,000 to American Indian sovereignty food, and then $1 million to food banks in the TFAP program that have operating budget of $100 million or less, which I believe makes everybody happy on the food bank money. So those are the changes in this amendment, and I would ask members to support it.
Discussion to the A27. Representative Katisa Witun.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Chair West did an adequate job of describing the amendment.
Very generous.
High praise. Further discussion.
You have performed.
Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since I was mentioned, just so the committee knows, I did go through 3 years worth of 990s audits for both Hunger Solutions, which merged with the food group, looked at their merge documents, and actually met with them on two occasions to ask them some very pointed questions, literally going line by line through their 990. That's why I gave them a gold star, because they are literally the type of organization, if we're going to be supporting a nonprofit, these are the types of nonprofits that we should support. They do good work. They don't overpay their top people. It's reasonable salaries, even all the way down to all the workers that are there. So I even calculated that out. So it's a good organization. It passes my test, so that's why I gave them the gold star.
Representative Rarick, do you only hand out gold stars? Are silver, bronze available? Just gold? Just gold, it seems. Representative West.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one last thing I wanted to mention as a slight shout-out is the Department of Children, Youth, and Families provided very good technical assistance that was technical in nature, which I could not, and timely delivered, which I can't say for every department, but Children and Families Department did a great job.
Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor of the A27 amendment say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails, and the A27 is adopted. Since we have previously discussed the Children and Families Bill, we won't have discussion to the bill now, and I will lay the bill over. Next, we will bring before the committee House File 2435, the Health Finance Bill, and as Chairs Bierman and Backer make their way to the front, first, Chair Bierman will move House File 2435 be recommended for placement on the General Register, and I will turn to Ms. Adrians and ask that she describe the target for this Finance Committee and whether the bill is in compliance with the targets.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. We're doing the energy bill, right?
The Health Finance
Committee. I'm so sorry. There's a lot going on at the end of session. Just a minor brain freeze. The Health Finance Committee received a target in the first biennium of a reduction of $50 million for the fiscal years 26 and 27. And then in the tails for fiscal years 28 and 29, the reduction is $175 million from the base that was established in the February forecast.
Okay. I'm going to ask Chair Bierman and Backer to describe the bill, but I think maybe we want to move the DE amendment that substitutes in the bill language. Does that make sense, Chair Bierman?
Yes, that does. Thank you. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the DE.
So Chair Bierman moves the DE2 amendment. And Chair Bierman, if you want to describe your bill.
Thank you. The bill, as mentioned, had a cut target, but despite this, we proceeded to address access issues in this health care bill. We extended audio-only telehealth in public programs. We helped our state pharmacies through a directed dispensing payment program, modified licensing requirements for foreign medical school graduates. We also combat opioid use in a number of ways in this bill, through education, antagonists, and opioid directives for non-usage in medical health records. That last one was a Rep. Baker bill, so thank you for that. We also continue to build on the rare disease network that we launched in this state a few years ago. And members, we can be a leader in the nation and the world in rare disease. We need to keep up the work in this area, and we are off to a great start. We also address newborn screening for metachromatic leukodystrophy. This is a rare disease that now has a treatment, and I want to thank Chair Torkelson for bringing that legislation. Also, we created a state PBM for MA and Minnesota Care in this bill. One of the most impactful bills in this omnibus is the directed payment program for hospitals. This is a net neutral in terms of state funding. The program will help draw down additional federal money to help keep Minnesota hospitals financially viable. Every hospital in the state is participating in this program, essentially raising over $1 billion to provide higher reimbursement rates to Medicare levels for MA. Finally, I would be remiss if I did not thank Chair Stevenson and Chair Torkelson for their direct assistance toward the end of negotiations. I appreciate that. And I will turn it over to my co-chair, Mr. Backer, co-chair Backer, to add a few more details to this extensive bill.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair Backer.
As Chair Bierman pointed out, we did some phenomenal work with the hospitals and pharmacy this year. We also did things for county-based purchasing. We clarified, just made that a better program. That is used a lot in greater Minnesota to help implement medical assistance and so forth. We also put together, as we've heard in the past from several constituents, we invested $38.1 million in EMS for the first biennium, 41.4 in the second, and we put money into medical rates, which helps all services, not just greater Minnesota. We also invested in money to help with several ambulances. All ambulances have no loads with their medical assistance. So we helped out with those programs, and that was able to be done with our uncompensated care pool. We also did dementia services funding. We repealed of the contingent public option funding. And we also did some good work with the dental. As several of our members have heard from their constituents, our Minnesotans who are on medical assistance, it's really hard for them to get that good dental care in places. So we did some good work there too. And that is a pretty good summary of what the bill does. We'll be happy to take questions.
Discussion to the DE2 amendment, which is the bill. Representative Joachim.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you both co-chairs. Could you tell me a little bit about, and I've listened to it go through health, but I'm pretty excited about the directed pharmacy dispensing payment, how that works, and do we have to get federal approval for that?
Chair Bierman.
Thank you, Chair Stevenson. The directed pharmacy payment will not need federal approval. This is funding coming out of our budget, and it will raise rates up for certain pharmacies located in certain areas, so underserved or underserved, and will limit the pharmacies to non-PBM owned. There will be a minimum also, or a maximum of a chain of 13, so anything above that will not receive this direct payment. We're trying to help the ones that need it most.
Further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, I don't know, any closing comments, Chair Backer?
None.
Chair Bierman?
It's a good bill. Please vote yes.
All right. So first we'll vote on the DE2 amendment. All in favor of the DE2 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails, and the DE2 amendment is adopted. And now we're going to have a series of motions to merge the two bills that were before us, the health bill and the children and families bill. Chair West, do you move that the language from House File 2436 as amended be incorporated into the Health and Children and Families Finance Bill as separate articles?
So moved.
Discussion to the motion. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Chair Bierman, do you move that the language from House File 2435 as amended be incorporated into the Health and Children's and Families Finance Bill as separate articles? The two ands make that hard to say.
Yes, please, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move 2435 into the Children and Families file.
Discussion to the motion. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. And with that, pardon? Oh, okay. With that, Chair Bierman renews his motion that House File 2435, as amended, be recommended for placement on the General Register and that nonpartisan staff be directed to make any technical corrections and amend the title. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. And House File 2435, as amended, is recommended to be placed on the General Register. We have no further business before the committee today. I would turn to Chair Torkelson, but I think he had to step out just for a second. So I believe we're meeting tomorrow at 12:30 to take up the tax bill. So we will see you all tomorrow at 12:30. And with that, the meeting is adjourned.